Hamadas, Nishmaris, representing Klal Yisrael when the Korban is Tibra Rofer, so you fulfill that din. It's not Makib B'Dievet. There is a din you can, the Mishnah says, Hashalech HaTasim M'dinas Hayam. A man sends a Korban Chatas from M'dinas Hayam. Sends in a check to the Kohanim of the Beis HaMikdash. He says, please bring a Korban Chatas on my behalf. Or in Chal Shabbos B'Shoigeg, Reit Chela B'dam, Eit Chomet B'Pesach B'Shoigeg. So there is, it is possible to bring the Korban when he's not there. More correct is that that the Korban should be brought when he is there. But it's possible he visited the Azar on Yom Tov, then he goes home, and then he left his money, and they bring the Korban Oyla Sviya when he's not there.
So
there's,
but he has
Oyla that's brought, that he's in the Azar.
No,
but no. They're visiting the Azor, it's what's Mechayit him to bring the oil of
right, whenever he
if
brings
he doesn't, let's say he's Tomei and he doesn't visit, he's a sick in the hospital, doesn't visit, he's not Mechayit to send a check. He can afford it, but he's not Mechayit to bring an oil of sweet. If you visit the Azor, then there's a din, lo yirol fanai reka, that you should come with the oil of sweet, you should bring an oil of sweet. So that's the machlekes. That's one machlekes b'shamisu. Are you permitted to bring the oil of sriya on Yom Tov? If it would have been zman kavua, you have to bring it today, or you lose
no
your
problem.
Chance. No problem. Even if the korban yochid, korban yochid zman kavua is derech Shabbos, certainly derech Yom Tov. But it's nishkin zman kavua. Hotach tashlumen, Pesach Shavuot Sukkis, yad tashlumen. So that's not called zman kavua. It's not the last minute. You can bring it tomorrow, it's a brentish. So that's one machloek is b'sham and b'sul. And what I was going to say, it's based on psukim, whether you're allowed to bring the oil of sriya. And the second machloek is when you bring the shalmei chagiga, that they all agree that you are permitted to bring. Because you can eat the flesh, so that's called eichal nefesh a little bit. Even though the oilam is a problem, just because you can eat the flesh, but the real shchitas hakorban is not. When you shech the chicken, when you shech the beim, chut floret, it's for the purpose of eating the flesh. When you shech the korban shlomim in the Beit HaMikdosh, the main intention is that it's l'shem hakrobas korban. It's really lagavoya. It's not really from me. That's a secondary point, that once you shechted it and you have flesh, so you have to see to it that someone should eat it. But the shechit is not really done adaita to eat the basar. The basar in it. Okay, that's another thing. They had to bring, so the main purpose really was shechting lagavoya. It really should be a problem, even the Shalmei Chagiga. Why do both Bishama and Bisil agree that you're permitted to bring a Shalmei Chagiga is a problem? We have to work on it in the Gemara. What's going to work Sukkim?
What will they
need? Meal mod. Self-sized food. There are restaurants in Yerushalayim. No, you get from yesterday. Salami, well, whatever they'll eat. They'll eat. Selfish. What do we eat today? No korbanos. So they'll eat the same what we eat today. No.
You can say, so actually, you can eat it the day after Yom Tov.
Okay.
And that makes the kasha difficult. That makes the kasha a good kasha. Because then when you shaft the shalom, you're not shafting it in order to eat it, because you can eat it after Yom Tov.
But you can eat it.
Let's say you shech the chicken on Yom Tov in New York. You shech the chicken, so you don't eat the whole chicken on Yom Tov. Eat a little bit now, and you eat the rest the next week. Put it in the freezer. Eat the rest another time. That's not an Easter. He wants one piece. He wants one piece of steak. He has to shech the whole thing. So you don't say it's a malacha and there was no eichel nefesh because he's not going to eat the whole thing on Yom Tov. At least one little piece. You can't eat a kazais without shechting the whole thing. They shechted it at the Rechel Nevesh. But here the shaila is, when you shech the korban, the main purpose is you're shechting a korban, it's lagavaya. So it should be, even though you can eat it, that's not yeyal salachem. That should be lachem aloy lagavaya. That's the problem over here.
It's even more, it's mishulchan gavola akuzocha. Even shlomen when you eat, it's actually mishulchan gavola akuzocha, right?
That's machlekes Rashi and Taisis, what he say on the chelek abayla mishulchan gavola akuzocha. Is it only a chelek akaranim? Even a chelek abayla. That's taki coming up here. That's machlekes Rashi and Taisis is over here.
Isn't it a yochid
that's not kavua
for the
korban? No. It's a yochid but it's not a zman kavua. There's a minimum zman. You can't bring the leftists cannot bring the carbon before 40 days or before 80 days. If they bring before, that's called mechusas zman bebailim. There's a mechusas zman the carbon if the baim is not 8 days old. That's mechusas zman and the carbon. Then there's mechusas zman bebailim if you bring the carbon before the malois, before the 80 days or before the 40 days, depending if it's a baby girl, baby girl, boy. But there's no particular zman. Once the 40 or the 80 days are up, then she can bring for the rest of her life. She can bring the korban.
Her tahara goes
the
from the
yes. Her tahara for the purpose for the purpose of entering the Beis Hamikdash or reading korbanos depends on the korban. Yeah. Mutar lebaila is when she goes to the mikveh. That's way before. Yeah. She goes to the mikveh after the 7 or the 14 days. She's already mutar lebaila. But she's not allowed to eat truma because Rashi and Chumash writes she's at full yom. She went to the mikveh, but she has to wait till the harf shemesh of the 40th day. Full yom aruch, right? Full yom. Usually, full yom. We wait till days of kacham of the next day. Here, she goes to mikveh after the 7 or the 14 days, and to eat for the purpose, for the sake of eating truma, she has to wait till the end of the 40 days or the 80 days to eat the truma. That's the end of the. That's the harf shemesh. And then to enter the Beis HaMikdash with the Karbanis, she has to bring the Karbanis of Yoledes. That's called Mechusa Kippurim. The four people who are Tomei, who have to bring Karbanis to complete the Tahara. Right, the Zabzav Yoledes and Mitzvah. The Zabzav Yoledes and Mitzvah. It's interesting, these four bring Karbanis, not, they bring a Chatos, one of the Karbanis are Chatos. The Chatos is not for the sake of Kapara. The Chatos is for the sake of Gemar HaTahara. It's like going to mikveh, and the Rambam says you go to mikveh, and sometimes you need paraduma water by a tomei mei. He says all the tomei need mikveh, either mikveh or mayan. Azav needs a mayan, and everybody else good enough with a mikveh. Everybody needs mikveh, and then some people tomei meis need hazoas eifa para shlishi shvi. And by these four tomei, zav zav yoledes and so you need karbonas also. So these karbonas are not boi malachet really. These karbonas are not lechaper alei zechet. Everybody has their chatoim or whatever, but the korbanos chatos that they bring is not lechaper alachet. It's rather to be goyim with the taharas. The punk, these four are called mechusrei kapara. They're missing their korban. They're not missing a kapara. They're missing a korban, which is the gemar of the taharas. It's a funny expression.
Mechusrei kapara.
The gemara has the tanoim discussed, yeah, but al pi aloche the gemara says that it's not. The gemara says al pi aloche the chatos of the yoledes. The Gemara Zvachim talks about two types of chatas. There's a chatas chelev, two categories. There's chatas chelev and a chatas nachshon. On the first day of Rosh Chodesh Nissan, where the Misnagdim also don't say tachma, the first day of Nissan, nachshon ben aminadav was the first 12 days. Each one of the Nissim brought kabbanah. So one of the kabbanahs he brought was a chatas. The chatas is always lechaper. What is it mechaper on? The Gemara says not mechaper on anything. That was the ceremony for the Chanukah Sa'a Mishkan. They had to bring this list of karbonis. It's called the karbon chatos. It has rika on the four corners, a matanetzba, the mile, the chutzah sikra, and so on and so forth, but it's not lechaper ala izaber. So that category of a karbon chatos is called chatos nachshon, a chatos which is not bo ala chet. And then the other category, which is the normal chatos, that's called chatos chelet. If a person violated an aver b'sheigig, which if he would have done it, amazing, it would have been chayev koreis. So if he violated b'shogeg is chay v'chatos. So one example, the typical example is chelev. There are many other averes, bo'al eshesish, bo'al anida, or oichol chametz b'pesach, oichol b'yom kippur, chal shabbos b'shogeg, oichol malachol b'yom kippur b'shogeg, all of these, that's called chatos chelev. Whenever the chatos is bo'al lechaper, aleiz avere, so that's called the category of chatos chelev. Whenever the chatos is not lechaper, so then you have to bring such a carbon. We call it a chatas. That's called chatas nachshon. The Gemara has such an expression. So really, these are boh mechusri kapara. The chatas that they give, the Gemara says the dinim are different. The dinim are different. It's a different kind of a chatas. The Gemara says hakol tzrichim das chutz mechusri kapara. Whenever anybody brings a carbon to the Beis Hamikdash, it says yakervoto lirtzono. The second, the third pasuk in Chumash VaYikra, a carbon has to be brought lirtzono. You have to be aware that they're bringing the carbon on your behalf. You have to be maskin that you want to get the kapara. You have to do tshuva. You have to say vidui. If you bring a carbon, you're not interested in getting the kapara. You don't say vidui. You don't do tshuva. So the carbon does not bring kapara. So the Gemara says, hachav tzichim das. All normal karbonis, chatos and the noshim and the noilah and the shlam, all karbonis need das. I have to know they're bringing it for me. I have to be maskin and I have to be interested. Chutz, the exception is mechusir kapara. They don't even have to know that you're bringing an antepi here. Why? So the Gemara gives a marshal. Let's say somebody was tamei and he fell into the river, and the river is a kosher mikveh, and their clothing is not so tight that it should constitute a chatzik. So we had last week the Gemara. So the Gemara says even neither shenenso, but she fell into the river, and she, the man, a woman, whoever fell in and they came out. So tefillah is good even b'li kavana. So the Gemara says the avon mechusik kapar, don't need das. It's like tara and a mikveh. It's the Gemara hatahara process. And the Gemara says, let's say a child is a zav or a zava, and a little child is a zav or a zava. He can be tinek ben yamechad, can become a zav. He does not, a little baby, he doesn't know anything, and the father wants to bring him into the azara. Right. No, to enter the azara, he needs mechusir kaparah. So the Gemara shekain on him, maybe al benam bitak tanim, karbonis al mechusir kaparah. Shekain on him, let's say his wife had so many babies, she flipped out, she became crazy. His wife is crazy. So he has to bring, but he wants to bring his wife into the azara, wants to feed her the sara kochim. So the husband can bring a karbon yoledes on behalf of his wife, even though she's a shaita. Shekain on him, maybe al ishta shoto, shekain on him, maybe al bonav benosav aktanim. Because the Abba Mechusi Kapar, you don't need das. It's a different kind of a carbon. It's like a Gemara Tahara. It's a different din.
It's Chatas Nazir. Chatas Nazir. The 2 days of Havalaita Matu Kapan, like the Shmuel.
The Gemara says that's a Machloikin. Whether you treat it
Chatas Nachshin or Chatas Chayla.
Yeah, the Mishnah has a Machloikin. Whether it's Abba Mechusi Kapar or Nazir and Ger. Maybe Nazir is also Mechusi Kapar. The Gemara and the Mishnah increases. But you treat the chatas nazir as it's a chatas that's matter than aziris only, but it's not like a chatas chaylev or no. It is. Yeah. Right. So I think that's a machlokes in halacha, where you treat the chatas nazir like a chatas chaylev, that it's mechaper, or no. I think so. You have tashlumi kol shiva. So again, so the one that's a machlokes hatanoim. There's a machlokes hatanoim where they're bringing the oilasriya and the shamech hagiga all 7 days. Is that kula tashlumi l'rishon? The real din is v'chagos mosh v'chag l'Hashem on the first day also. Okay, you can't bring it because of an Issa Malacha. That's the machlokes
is
the Ike Chiyav on the first day, but your hands are tied, you can't do it. So you have no choice, you have to do Tashlum in the Rishon. Or should you say no? That's this man. This man is any time Kula Tashlum in Zelazer. That's the Lashon HaGemara. So we pass from Kula Tashlum in the Rishon. Let's say a person becomes Bar Mitzvah in the middle of the 7 days. He was a kotner, Gershon is Gar in the middle of the 7 days. Or something like that. Or let's say he's a chigish in his pashit. On the first day he wasn't able to walk into the Beis HaMikdash on his own legs. He needed surgery or something. He was a cripple. He can't walk in, so he's not mechayev in aliyah l'regel. And then in the middle of Yontif he becomes a chigish in his pashit. Now at the end of Yontif he is able to. So that's the machlokes in the Gemara. Machlokes in the first daf in Chagig. And we pass in Tata. We pass in Kula Tashlum al-Rishon. The chigish is really on the first day. And bringing these karbonas the rest of the 7 days, the other 6 days only tashlumin. So if you weren't mechuyev on the first day, you're not mechuyev the rest of the day. If the kid becomes bar mitzvah in the middle, nish mechuyev to bring. So again, so the one machlekes is, are you permitted to bring an oilas riyah on yontif? The shalmech hagiga, according to the mishnah, they all agree that you're allowed to bring because you do eat it, even though it's a problem. What does it help that you eat it? But your shechita is not for the sake of eating. It's not like shechitas chulin that you shech the beim and a chicken you eat it.
Be able to eat.
This is really lagavoya. This is a side result. This is a toitzor meratzad. The din is that the bialim have what to eat.
But as long as you have
the heter achila, yes. But that's not the main purpose. Yes, so that's what the.
That's enough.
No, we'll have to go through the tesis. Tesis explains why it is a kash. Tesis explains because the Gemara has a din. The Gemara has a din. It says in the Chumash, if you have a korban that became pigal, and I said, Tomei, there's a mitzvah to burn it. So the Gemara has a lashon and Bama Madlikim, Kishem Shem Mitzvah Lisra Fes Hakotchim Shem Nitmu'u, Kach Mitzvah Lisra Fes Hatrumah Shem Nitmu'u. Just like there's a mitzvah to burn kachim tameim, so too kach mitzvah burn to burn challah. We have challah, we always burn. Or truma that became tummy. Shemis reifel. In the Mishnah Madlik, we talk about shemis reifel. What shemis reifel? Shemis reifel means shemis shol truma shenitmo. So it's a mitzvah to burn it. That's called shemis reifel. So the Taisa Sanad Gemara has a machlokes 2 days. The shem shemitzvah lisas has a kachim shenitmo. That's a pasuk in Chumash. That's a din deraisa. Kach mitzvah lisas a truma shenitmo is a din deraisa. It's only a din deraban. So 3 days in Taisa. Should you take it mamish and literally? The shem kach. It's a mitzvah deraisa. The pasuk in Chumash applies here too. Well, not exactly. No, no. When we burn challah, that's for sure. It's only the rabbanon. Challah is only the rabbanon. Even in Eretz Yisrael, challah is banon. There's only the rabbanon. Okay, but the shad is when you have real bona fide challah deraisa, truma deraisa, and you burn it. If it's nitmo, is that really a kiyum a mitzvah deraisa? Is it only the rabbanon? So Taisa Sanad Gemara of Madlikin has 2 days. So the Gemara says like this. You're not allowed to burn Sreifas Kotchim Psulin Beyonce. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim. You're not allowed to, even though it's a mitzvah, it's a Raftas Anoisa Baish, or Kotchim Shenitmu, it's a mitzvah to burn, but you're not allowed to burn it on Yontif. Sreifas Kotchim Tmeim is not Decha Yontif. So the Gemara says, Hua Dinami, Sreifas Truma Tmeyo, is not Decha Yontif. It's not Decha Shabbos, it's not Decha Yontif. Because Kishem Shemitzvah, Elisha Kotchim Shenitmu, Kach Mitzvah, Elisha Truma Shenitmu. So just like you're not allowed to burn this on Shabbos and Yom, you're not allowed to burn that. So Tosfos Sfekta Kasha, why are you not permitted to burn Truma Tameo Yontif? But the Kohanim Amuta Lasika Tachas Tavshilo. They can use the Truma Tameo to burn to serve as fuel. Let's say they want to burn, they want to use the oil, the Shemen Tamei, Shemen Srefa, they want to put in a wick, and they're going to kill 2 birds with 1 stone. They're going to burn the Truma Tameo, the Shemen Shal Truma, and they'll illuminate the whole room. And there's one coin there. So the din is that you're allowed to. It's Mishnah is like that. Well, let's say you have a loaf of bread that was Truma de cookies, a loaf of bread, whatever. So you're going to burn it because it's Tamei Karim, you're not allowed to eat it. So they'll use it, La Sika Tachasav Shila. They want to cook, the coin wants to cook a pot of soup, or he wants to bake a challah for Shabbos, whatever. So he'll use this as the fuel. He'll burn this as the fuel in order to be nana from the heat. So the dinners that you're permitted to. So Taisa Svek Takasha, so why are you not permitted to burn the Truma Tmeya beyond the... What's the tush of the Kachim Shinitma? Kachim Shinitma, you can never get any hanor from it, but Truma Shinitma is mutala sika tachas tavshilu. The Kohen is allowed to use it. That's mamish yachal nefesh, ulevah da yosalachem. What's wrong if I burn the Truma Tmeya beyond the... And I do get hanor. If I'm not going to get hanor from it, so it's lachem alola gavoya. I'm just burning it for the sake of the mitzvah, that's not oichal nefesh. But if I burn it lastika tachas tavshilo, in order to kohen, he's going to burn the truma tmeya in order to cook some food with it. So he's allowed to burn logs on yontif, he's not allowed to strike a match on yontif. He has a fire burning. He takes the fire and he causes the logs to catch flame and then he cooks his food. We do it all the time on yontif.
Yeah.
So what's wrong if the kohen takes the truma tmeya, he lights it from the candle that's burning, and he uses it as fuel? Why does the Gemara say you're not allowed to? If it's muta lasika tachas tavshilo, emphasizes that the halacha that you're not allowed, you're permitted lasika tachas tavshilo. That's a zayt gehanor, but the main mitzvah that you're doing is really lagavoya, and they bring the tushta from Kach Mekalim. We're going to get to the Gemara soon. Let's say a person has a shlamim, he was mekabel and neder to bring a shlamim to the Beis Hamikdash. So bring the shlamim on the darim and the davis. So bring the shlamim on yontif. And they say he's going to bring the Shlomim on Yontif as a Heter Rechal Nefesh. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to. Omarula, you're not allowed to bring Shalmin Adov on Yontif. Aitz Rechal Nefesh, no. That's a side result. You're going to eat the flesh, that's a Zayti Gezach, but the main Hakrov of the Korban is Lagavoya. So since the main purpose is Lachem Alo Lagavoya. So that's what Taisus explains, why you're not allowed to burn the Truma Tmeya beyond. So that's the Shaila, if the Gemara says that Nedarim and Nedavis of Shlomim you're not allowed to bring on Yontif despite the fact that you're going to eat the flesh, because you can't really say honestly I'm shechting the Korban Shlomim in order to eat the flesh. It's not in order, you're shechting Korban Shlomim to be out of the mitzvah of the Korban. Mimele you'll get some Eichel Nefesh out of it, but that's not called the Malacha L'Shem Eichel Nefesh. So why do they all agree that you're permitted to bring the Shalmi Chagiga on Yontif? Manish Tana Shalmi Chagiga is also Lachem Alo Lagavoya. But somehow there's a pasuk over here that they all agree There's a pasuk that says that Shami Chagig is different from the Dharma Nadav. Is that you are allowed to bring on Yom? So there is self called self, the Bailam deleted. And today's Chiyuv. The mitzvah is really today. But Oilas Riyah, that's the machlokes. You don't, so the Shammai say you're not allowed to bring Oilas Riyah on Yom. The Silas say you are allowed to. Then when you bring the Shami Chagige that the Mishnah says they all agree is permissible, then there's a further machlokes. Do you do smicha or not? What's the issue whether you do smicha on the Shami Chagige? What's the machlokes? So Rashi on the Mishnah gives a pshat, and the Gemara on the next daf gives two other pshat. So Tosfos asks on the next daf, what did Rashi and the Mishnah give his own pshat? If the Gemara gives B and C, Rashi gives A, and Gansan and the Tosfos says, don't worry. What Rashi said on the Mishnah is also a Gemara in Chagigas. Here Tosfos says, Tosfos on Chof Amid Aleph, Ibram Aschot de Logam Rishal Mechagigas. Rashi Pirish Mamasnisin, a third pshat, so he says, don't feel bad about the Yofa Pirish. Even though Rashi is against the both pshat and the Gemara, now Rashi is also Gerech. Because there's a Gemara Chagiga that says like that. So the Gemara itself has three versions of what the Machlek is, Bisham and Bisil is. So Rashi on the Mishnah says, the Machlek is the following. There is a Gzeira de Rabbanon, also the Shtamesh B'Balichai. You're not allowed to ride on a horse on Shabbat and Yom Tov. What's wrong with riding on a horse on Shabbat and Yom Tov? What's the problem? Shema Yachtach Zmorah. Normally, if you're riding on a horse, it's not going fast enough, so you'll whip the horse. So if you don't have a whip, you may break off with the common practice. And when you ride a horse, you rip off a branch and you whip the behemoth. So lachtach mara, to break off a branch from a tree, is a malacha of kaitse, it's a malacha deraisa. Shabbos yontav, it's a malacha. So they don't allow you. And reichem agabe behemoth b'shabbos. That's reichem agabe behemoth. What about not something like reichem agabe behemoth? I'm going to lean on a behemoth like this. Not going to break off any branch. So in order to secure that no one should ride on a horse, so they made such a broad gzeira, such a light plug. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to use the balchai even just to lean on it. If you just lean a little bit, that's not called mishtamish. Or let it be an iser of shvisas behemto. That's a kasha that the rishonim is. Why does the Gemara have to give a reason why you're not allowed to ride on a horse on Shabbos and Yom Tov because of Gzeirah, Shema Yachtach Zmorah? Let the Gemara say it's an Issa Deraisa of Shvisas Behemto. So I think the Rishonim explained, because the Gemara has a din as a Achai Nosei Satzmai. Just like if you carry another human being, so in our Torah there's no Issa, that's it. If you carry a baby who can't walk, that's called carrying. But if you carry a person who is able to walk, you carry him on Shabbos. The menatera that's mutter, it's only awesome of the rabbanon. So you say, by a person who can walk on two, if you have an animal that has to walk on four and all four, that's a machlek and satanoim. We pass them that you don't say achayim and say that. But if you have a human being who walks on his 2 feet, he can walk on upright, so that all the tanoim agree that you say menatera achayim and say satanoim, and the prohibition used to carry such a child is only in the rabbanon. So the... It really is a gzera and another gzera, but the Gemara says that when they instituted the first gzera, historically kulacha the gzera, they made it a big, broad, light plug rabbana. They made it melachatchila, a very broad gzera that included everything. If you made first one gzera, then later and later generation make a second gzera to prevent people from violating the first gzera, so that's called the gzera le gzera. But if melachatchila you make a very broad gzera, so then you call that kulacha the gzera. That was all together. That's correct. There's a shaila of mechamer. There are two din. There's a din mechamer. Let's say I put on a big valise on a behemah shel hefker, and I make the behemah carry it for me. So I'm not in violation of shvisas behemto. It's not my behemah, but I am in violation of mechamer. I'm causing an animal to carry my bundle. I'm causing an animal to carry my bundle. On the other hand, let's say I lend my behemah to the goyisha next door neighbor. And the goy is carrying packages on my behemoth. So I'm not in violation of Mechamer, but I'm in violation of Shvisas Behemto. I allowed him to make my behemoth schlep peklach on Shabbos, so that's Shvisas Behemto. So both of these prohibitions, both the Shvisas Behemto, which depends on my owning it, and the Mechamer, which depends on my making the animal carry the pekel, both only apply Minat Torah if the animal is carrying valises, packages. But if the animal is carrying a human being, just like you say, a person carries a human being, a chayna se'asatman is no hoitzor, not carrying, then the behemoth carries a person who could walk on his own 2 feet, the chayna se'asatman is no mechamer and there's no shvizit b'emzah. So menatera, there's no isur. That's the kasha that Rishonim will talk about that. What do you have to command to exer the rabbanon? Shemiyachtach zmar is zog that it's either mechamer shvizit b'emzah. So they say it's not, because whatever by Odom, you say, Achai Nase Satma, a human being carries another person, it's only an Issa Derabban, it's not an Issa Deraita. So by Behemoth, there's no Issa either, and there wouldn't even be an Issa Derabban by the Behemoth either. So they had to institute.
Yeah, but Achai Nase Satma goes from the men who which he carried. You say Achai Nase Satma goes from the men.
Who is being carried? Yeah, the Behemoth walks on four legs, but is the Behemoth carrying a Behemoth or is the Behemoth carrying an Odom?
If I carry a Behemoth, we pass him.
That's the Machloekes Satana. We pass him, you don't say Achai Nase Satma on an animal. Or on a little baby who crawls on all four. A little baby can't walk on 2 feet, crawls on all four, that's the Machloekes Satana. Little baby can't even walk at all. That's not much like a person is kofel, is choyla. He can't walk at all. So then you don't say achai nesei satsman. A person that can walk on his own 2 feet, minatari say achai nesei satsman, there's no isa derais, it's only the rabbanon. And if a person walks on all four, a little child crawls, that's like a bema crawls on all four legs, so that's a machleka satanan. We pass him, you don't say achai nesei satsman. That's an isa derais.
There is no chayna sesatzma. Why? Because the they put a package. So which one is the chayna sesatzma?
No, if I sit on the bench, there better be an isa mechamer. So the isa is no chayna sesatzma. There's no violation of mechamer, and even if it belongs to me, there's no violation of shvizis b'emto. So that's why they had a command to a special gzer derabbanan, gzer shem yachtach zmor. So when they instituted this gzeir of Ein Roichem Agav Behemah, so they made b'lechatzchila a very broad gzeir, also lehishtamesh v'balechayim. In fact, the Rishonim even say, let's say you have a pet, the dog, or a pet cat, or a pet canary, and you just handle the animal a little bit to play with it, so that's also a violation. That's also a violation of Ein Mishtamshin, because they declare that all balechayim are muktzeh because it's also v'shtamesh v'balechayim. There's one opinion in the Tshuvas Marach or Zaruah that's by the son of the Rabbi Yitzchok or Zaruah. The Tshuvas Marach or Zaruah, of course, there was one Bala Tosis who was of the opinion that if it's a little pet, an animal that's a pet, so that was never included in the Gzer Rabban, but he says himself that's not the accepted opinion. In Shulchan Aruch they say that even if the animal is a pet, they never use it for doing any malachas. There's no chash. What's our chayna
said?
A little puppy or a little cat. He's not going to break off a branch to make the cat do anything. But still, the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch is that it's still all balachayim is gzer derabon. So the Rashi explains like this: if you lean, this says in Shulchan Aruch also, if you lean on an animal, so if you lean b'chol koicha in such a way that if you remove the animal, I'll fall down. So just leaning on the animal b'chol koicha, that's also a violation of emish tamshin of balachayim. But if I just lean a little bit, and if you pull away the animal, so I won't fall down. I'm just leaning a little bit. That would not be a violation of Amish Tamshim and Balichan.
And a leash, a dog on a leash.
Yeah, if you don't handle the dog, it's okay. Or the Mishnah has Lamashal, let's say the dog has Tzav Balichayim. I don't have a puppy, but that's what people tell me. If you have these pets, so they go crazy if they're locked up in the house. So you have to take your dog for a walk that he shouldn't go Meshuggah. So this is Tzav Balichayim, not to take him for a walk. So the Mishnah gives a kula, despite the fact that the dog is Muktzeh, you're permitted to be medada behema chayvir to hold its hand and to walk with it. Let's say a little baby is just beginning to walk, but he can't walk by himself, he's going to fall down, you have to hold his hand. So you hold his hand and he walks on his own 2 feet, you're not carrying the baby, you're helping the baby walk on his own. So if you help the dog walk on his own, that's permissible, that's called medada. Medada behema chayvir, it's a mishnah and shabbos. But it's still to muktzeh, if you handle the leg, it's still to muktzeh, so the rishonim, the Ran and the other rishonim say, there's a difference between tiltal muk, tiltal gomer, and tiltal mikdus. If I pick up the pet dog and I put it down over here, that's tiltal gomer. So that's awesome. Even mamakam sab balechai. But let's say you have to milk the cow, because if you don't milk the cow, you're going to have sar. So you have to milk the cow. The milk should be choylech leibud in order not to be in violation of the iser of choylech. Chaliva b'shabbos is some kind of a malacha or another. Whole different discussion. What the malacha is. But when you milk the cow, aren't you pulling the udders? It's tilta mukta. So the Ran explains, no, it's only tilta mukta the mixtus. I'm not picking up the whole cow, moving it from here to here. I'm just moving the part of the cow. So tilta mukta the mixtus, mamakam tabalechaim is mukta. The same thing, medadim behemachai v'yoyim. I'm not picking up the whole puppy and going like this. I'm holding on to the leg, and the puppy is walking with me. So that's tilta the mixtus, mamakam tabalechaim is a special hesed. It's a gemara. It's based on a gemara. The Rishonim explain it like this. So that's what Rashi and the Mishnah learns like this. To do smicha, to fulfill the din v'araisa of the samachis yodah al rosh ha-korban, you have to do smicha on the korban. You're not yetzer, he just put. You have to lean on the animal, look strange. You have to lean on the animal b'chol koich b'shtei yodayim. With both hands. There's a Targum Yonis in Menezil, says on the pasuk, you do smicha b'yad yamin. Samachis yodah says yad yamin. So that's one of the famous Targum Yonison. Every other page in the Chumash, there's a Targum Yonison that's pillay ploy. Quite a few Sforim have been written on all the Targum Yonison. He has a lot of times he writes things that sound like they come from the Karoy. That's Avoida, but here the Smicha is not done. No, but the Smicha is done by the Bailim, and the Mishnah says it has to be B'shteya done. Mishnah says it has to be B'shteya done. So that's the question, is this a mistake in the Targum Yonison, or does it represent another Shita Satanoi? We have many Targum Yonisons which are against Mishnayos, so it's a question. Wow. So we just forget about this whole Targum Yonison ben Ezeel. It's not by Yonison ben Ezeel, that's Opgeret, that we know. The Gemara Megillah beginning says that Yonison ben Ezeel, Unkelus wrote on Chumash, and Yonison ben Ezeel wrote on Novi, and then he wanted to write on Ksuvim, and the Rabbanu Shlom didn't allow him to write. But he didn't write, there is no Targum Yonison on Chumash. That we know for sure, that that's a mistaken identification. It's a Targum Yerushalmi, Shaf Yud. The word Tafyut stands for Targum Yerushalmi. We have two versions. So in the Chumash, they have sometimes one next to the other. They call one Targum Yerushalmi and the other one Targum Yerushalmi. So that's a misidentification. They're both Targum Yerushalmi. It's a different version. Oh. It's different from Targum Onkelis because this is Yerushalmi Loshen. The Gemara says Yerushalmi Aramaic was different from Targum Onkelis Aramaic. And these are two versions of the Targum Yerushalmi, but it's not, the Tafyu doesn't, never stood for Targum Yerushalmi and Benazir. This is Targum Yerushalmi, and that's Targum Yerushalmi. This is Nusach Aleph, and this is Nusach Beis. So that we know for sure, that it's not Yonis and Benazir. The question is, was it a Karoy? Was it by anybody reliable, or was it a Karoy? So there's a big problem, because you have so many Targum Yerushalmis that are against Mishnayos and Gemaras. So many wrote Svarim that they farem for everything. They farem for every Shver Yerushalmi. And others said, no, forget it, what do you have to farem for? It's not reliable. So this is one of the famous ones. It says now the samachas yodo is of the yad, which hand? Yad yamina. The pasuk says samachas yodo, singular, but the Mishnah understands not so. The Mishnah says the fair should do smicha b'shtei yadayim with both hands. B'chol kach, you have to lean on the animal. So Rashi brings up. Rashi learns that's the issue that's the disputed in the Mishnah, that whenever you do smicha on a korban, you have to do b'chol koichai, and smicha b'chol koichai is a violation of ein mishtamshin b'balei chayim b'shabbos or b'yontif. So the question is, there are many gzeiros de rabbanon, but the mokem mitzvah lo goes be rabbanon. And sometimes tamid chachamim de reim, afilu be mokem mitzvah. Sometimes the chachamim insisted that you have to observe the gzeiros de rabbanon, even if it means losing a mitzvah. And sometimes they didn't make such a gzeiros. The Rashi and the Mishnah learns that that is the machlokes b'shamim b'sil. So you do the smicha when you bring the shalmei chagiga and yontif that they all agree you may bring. When you bring the shalmei chagiga, the smicha should have really been forbidden because it's b'chol koichoi, so it's mishtamish b'balei chayim. So the b'shamay say you're not allowed to do the smicha. It's a gzeir de rabban. You're not allowed to do the smicha. The mishnah will say b'makam mitzvah l'gazba. If you're not going to do the smicha, you'll be missing the smicha. So b'makam mitzvah l'gazba. And that's what Rashi says.
The korban is kosher without the smicha.
Yeah, the smicha is not ma'akeh, but it's an incomplete mitzvah. The Tosafot says he shouldn't be mevatel the Rashi, but Rashi says state in the Gemara Chagiga Daf Tezayin. That's the Tosafot Chofam and Aleph de Mamaschot de Logam Rishal Michoy. But the Gemara here has two versions, two other interpretations of the Machlokes Rishal Michoy. Neither like Rashi. What Rashi wrote on the Mishnah is from Chagiga, but what it says on our Daf is not that at all. One version of the Gemara is that the Machlokes Rishal Michoy runs as follows. There hasted ton the smicha and yontif, do the smicha and erev yontif. You have your behema designated. This is your shalmei chagiga, so do the smicha and erev yontif. If you're shechten and erev yontif, you won't be yotzer. Oh, so the beis hillel hold, take it for the smicha or shechiten. Beis shammai leker up. Nishkan Shalosh Kifas. They shamei dino, I take it for the smicha shchita. So that's what one version is. Al men nechel kwal take it for the smicha shchita. Shebei shamei yomim ein atzorch, b'silom im tzorch. B'shamei say, let him do the smicha on Erev Yontif. And he do the shchita on Yontif. B'silom say, no, take it for the smicha shchita, you have no braver. That's the pshat over here. Then the Gemara has a third pshat that the machlokes b'shamei b'silom is, where in the world does it say that you need smicha on a shamei choyva? The pasuk in Chumash, in the beginning of Vayikra, that it speaks about smicha, only says on shalmei nedava.
Yeah.
It says if a person volunteers out of the goodness of his heart to donate a shlomim to the Beis Hamikdash, then it says he does smicha. There's no pasuk in the Chumash, there's no pasuk anywhere that says that you mechuyev bechalal to do smicha on shalmei choyva. So then, even if you bring in a chalamoid, when there's no gzeira mishtamish b'bal chaim, you still they deny you never do smicha on shalmei choyva. Period. Nothing to do with yontif, nothing to do with takeif, you don't do it all. And Beis Hillel hold no, there's a pasuk somewhere or another, the Gemara is going to work out the psukim. There is a pasuk, adrasha, yalfutza, somehow or another, that not only do you require smicha by shalmei nedove, that's the original pasuk, by shalmei chavi you also need smicha. So these are the three pshatim and that machlokes, but the Mishnah has two unrelated machlokes. Next week, I think we'll talk in Yoni Pesach. After bring our brother, okay, and then after we'll go back to the Sadei Gemara. And this week, after Pesach. Okay. But we'll start the shiur at
quarter
to eight. Fully net. Okay. Good. Okay. We'll try. Okay. And this week's Seder is the famous pasuk that says Zos Taras Hametzora. So the Gemara in Erechen quotes the Shlokish as a comment that the word Metzora is a compound word, is a combination of Zos Taras Hametzi Shemra. The word Metzora stands for Hametzi Shemra. That Saras is an Oynish Men Hashamayim, not Tama disease. It's a mysterious disease. We assume that it's an Oynish Men Hashamayim for the person who talks Lashon Hara. Where did the Chazal get such an ein tzal? Because by Moshe Rabbeinu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him by Miriam, so Miriam was punished because he spoke Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu, he was punished with Saras. And then when Moshe Rabbeinu was by the snare, and the Rabbeinu Shlom said he should go tell Bnei Yisrael, so he said, hey, I'm Amilili, a bunch of apikurusim, mishumot, I'm not going to listen. The Rabbeinu Shlom said, Simna yod chodechei kecha, vayot yod vihinu yod mitzaraat kasholot. Why? The Rabbeinu Shlom said, what are you talking about, Lashon Hara, Bnei Yisrael? They will believe. It says, vayamin ha'am, when he told them the nevuah, pokod yipka ronkim esmeli, he said, pokod pakarati, so they did believe, vayamin ha'am, Moshe Rabbeinu, hatab kishat, he thought, hein lo yamin ali. Turned out that they did believe him. So the Rabbeinu Shlom said, you said Lashon Hara, not Lashon Hara, it's Moitzi Shemra. Lashon Hara is when you say something that's true. Moitzi Hashem is when you make up a lie when it's not true. So then the punishment is Saras. And then the Chazal say in general, a person is Choshed Bikshirim, he says something against another person that's not true, is like a Begufoy. He deserves to be punished, to have suffering on his body. And the Gemara in the end of Erevin comments this on Chet of the Eitz Hadas. What led Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas? So the Nochash convinced them you should eat from the Eitz Hadas. Why is it called Eitz Hadas Tov HaRa? Because the Rabbeinu Shalom got his intelligence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ate from this tree, and that's how he became God. And if you'll eat from the tree, you'll also become smart like God. So why did Rabbeinu Shalom prohibit you from eating from the tree?
It's
called Barumen. Called Uman Sonny Labaranase. Whoever is a dentist is jealous of the other dentist. And the lawyers are jealous of the other lawyers. The doctors are jealous of the other. Everybody's jealous of the people in the same field. This rabbi is jealous of the other rabbi. So God is jealous of all the other gods there. So he doesn't want you to become a god. He has enough competition. He doesn't want to have any competition. So the Nochash told him, the Yisim, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam tells him not to eat from the Eitz Hadas because he wants to have a monopoly. He doesn't want any competition. If you eat from the Eitz Hadas, you'll already see the Eitz Kelehin Yerdei Tavara. So they believe the Nochash, they're Mekabel the Lashon Hara. So because they're Mekabel the Lashon Hara, they were Choshed B'Kshem, they were Choshed the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's why he forbade them from eating from the Eitz Hadas, not that competition. But that's why Chava was punished, that Be'etzev tell the Ibanim that there's Dam Nidon, Dam Leidon, Tsar Yilubanim, and B'Zeh Zapecha Tarech Alechem, and other Marishan, men has to work and women have to work. all of the loike de gufo, the whole suffering that the human race has, is all because of the chayshe b'ksheim loike de gufo. And what is this all about? What motivates people to talk lashon hara? What motivates people to be chayshe b'ksheim? Because whatever level one is on, whether one is great or not so great, we always would like to think of ourselves as being much greater than we are. So if there are other people who are equally important as us, more important, so we knock them down. So we want to knock them down. That's what the Gemara calls Hamiskabit Beklein Chaver. By knocking the other one down, so in the Mela, I'm not so big. He's the Godel Ador, so I said a little Lashon Hara about him. Even though Taka knows how to learn better than me, and he davened longer. But he cheats on income taxing. All I have to do is throw in one little Avera left. So I knocked him down a little bit, so I'm a little higher. But that's what the Chazal say. What is the Tahara of the Metzora? So it says when he the disease is all cured, Shibing Lokachaiteres of the Aids of the Shnitai Law. So the Gemara says, and the Midrashim has, why the Aitzeres and the Aids of the Aitzeres is very tall, like a Balgaivenik who's very tall, and the Aizav is a plant that grows on the ground, a bush that grows on the ground. So if the person who's a Balgaivenik, what prompted him to say the Lashon Hara? His Gaiva. Sometimes the Gaiva is not so obvious, not so apparent, but that's what all Lashon Hara, that's what all Hotzo Hashem is based on. He wants to be miskapit b'kron chaver. He wants to have Hanoah build himself up at the expense of knocking down the other one, that he's not so great, so I'm not so low, I'm higher than you really thought that I was. So if the person will be lower himself down, he'll lower a little bit his ego, so then this will help that he should be purified. And the Chazal speak about how terrible it is to talk Lashon Hara about other people. The Chazal say that Lashon Hara is Hareges Shloisha, the one against whom you tell Lashon Hara, sometimes you can destroy a whole person's reputation. A person took years and years and years to build up a nice reputation, and just say one word of Lashon Hara, you can destroy his whole career, you can destroy his whole reputation in the whole community. And then it's Hareges, the one who listens will be punished, and the one who says it will also be punished. The Chazal considered a very serious aver. So that's how they interpreted these psukim. They understood that the negat zaras is a punishment in Hashemayim. It's a mysterious punishment. It's not b'derach ha-teva. It's l'mayla min ha-teva. It doesn't really correspond to leprosy. It's something else. It's a noinesh min Hashemayim for people who talk Lashon Hara. And the way to cure it is by doing tshuva from the gaiva, which is the motivation to speak to Lashon Hara.
It's only a nisar gaba, it's also a nisar gaba.
The second part here,
Strictly speaking, the Mishnah Chavetz Chaim writes no ish Lashon Hara against the goy. But I think that means the doctor's dick Lashon Hara. But let's say I'm mamish, I put him out of business.
Yeah.
I destroy his marriage, I destroy his reputation. That's mamish mazik. But then I think there's an isa mazik even on a goy. But the doctor's dick Lashon Hara is saying, tell over, I cheat on income tax, and doesn't really mafsid him anything. So that's a chashash rocha, that maybe it'll cause a hefsid. So that's only by you. Horowitz has yard site today for his mother, so we dedicate the learning in memory of the mother, Chana Reza Bas Rabbi Cheskel Dov Horowitz. The Mishnah has a double machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel and Yud Tes and Aleph regarding the korbonis that were brought on Sholosh Regalim. The Tosefta says, more in the first perek in Chagigah, what's a Tosefta in Chagigah? That on each one of the Shalosh Regalim, HaPesach Shavuot Sukkot, doesn't apply to Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. We have a chiyuv to the Oyel HaRegel, to visit the Azara. And then the Pasuk says, when we visit the Azara, lo yiro fonai reikam. You're not allowed to come empty-handed, you have to bring a korban. So which korban is that referring to? That's Oyel HaSriya, a korban Oyla, in connection with visiting the Azara. We once discussed one of the Gdolim, one of the Hungarian Gdolim who moved to Eretz Yisrael about 100 years ago, Rabbi Akiva Schlesinger had a Pesach Chiddush that you fulfill partially the mitzvah of Riyas Panim Ba'azara by Bizman Azeh. We're all Tommy, so we can't walk into the Azar.
Yeah.
So he came up with a Chiddush, you should stand near the Azar and look into the Azar. Because the Gemara Darshan Yira Yeroa. Shalosh from the Shana Yeroa called the Chuch, we should appear in the Azar, we should walk in. And Yira. The Gemara Darshan's decree and the Ksid Yira, if a person is blind, he's not Mukhiv to be Ola Regal, even if he's blind on one eye. The Gemara quotes one time, he's not Mukhiv to be Ola Regal because Yira Yira, Kederach Shabal Yira, Kach Bal Yira. Just like the Rabban Shalom is going to look at him with both eyes, whatever that means is a question, but he's going to look perfectly. So too, we should be able to look at the Shekhinah completely. It's not Chiddush, but the Pashup Shatter, and then he had a Chiddush on Gabi Chiddush. Maybe if you come to look with glasses, Tognish, he wore glasses, so he used to remove his glasses when he looked at the Karko Hazar. But the Pashtus is that there's no Kiyam at all. The Pashtus is that Riyas Panab Azar means to visit the Azar. You should walk into the Azar, and they wrote, Fun Irekam, you're not allowed to walk into the Azar without bringing an Oilas Riyah in conjunction. That's Oilas Riyah, the carbon oil, in conjunction with the Riyas Panab Azar. Then there's a Shalmi Chagiga. It says, V'chagos Mosa Chag L'Hashem. So in modern Hebrew, we say, Lachgog means to celebrate. The Chagiga means a celebration. The Chagiga is Bar Mitzvah. You celebrate a Bar Mitzvah, Chagiga. But in Biblical Hebrew, that's not what it means at all. The word Chag means a Korban Chagiga. And Chag HaMatzis means a holiday in which you bring a Korban Chagiga. A holiday in which you bring a Korban Chagiga. I'm not sure.
There, you can't make a chagiga.
Also means a yontif on which you bring a korban chagiga. I'm not sure what the root means. I'm not sure what the root means. But I don't think it means a holiday, and I don't think it means to celebrate. I don't think so. I think that's all a lashon mushal. I don't think so. I think we got to look it up in a dictionary. I think the original meaning has to do with the korban. I think unrelated to celebrate.
Israel chag bavoisim account. Israel chag
bavoisim. Tie up the korban.
Yeah.
Tie up the korban.
Yeah, there you see that you can tie up the yontif.
Yeah. So that's the second korban that you have to bring on the shoulders. You go not a rosh hashanah yom kippur. You have to bring a shalmi chagiga. The chagos mosel chag l'Hashem means you should bring a korban chagiga on yontif. That's the shalmi chagiga. It does. Let's say you have 10 million Jews come to the Ola Regel, so it doesn't mean you have to have 10 million korbanos. You can have 100 people join shutvis in one korban. Theoretically speaking, you can have all ten million people become shutvim on one korban. If that looks very cheap, that's not the Derech Eretz. If Kovod Hashchina is, and you have big crowds visiting the Azor, and you have many, many, many korbanos, so you show that everybody came and everybody brought a korban. But the halacha doesn't require that every single person is oila regal has to bring his own oila sriya and has to bring his own shalmi chagiga. You can have many people join together b'shutfis in one korban chagiga and in one korban riyah. Then the Tosefta says in chagiga, the Gemara, the first part in chagiga writes, Sholosh mitzvos nitztavi yisrael bali yosem la regal. But Esau became obligated to fulfill these three mitzvos, oila sriya, shalmi chagiga, and the third one is simcha. How do you do simcha? So the Gemara says, but it means is Shalmei Simcha. How did they get that idea, Shalmei Simcha? So Rashi here, on Yutes Amid Beis, about 10 lines from the top, quotes the Pasuk from Dvarim Chav Zayin. The Gemara in Chagiga quotes, the Pasuk is in Dvarim Chav Zayin, where it says, V'zavachta Shlom V'yachalta Shom V'samachta. The way to fulfill Simcha is by Shechting Shlom. That's the way. That Pasuk, Rashi says, L'yoylam, that Pasuk, V'haikro, is not talking about Sholosh V'golim B'chlau. It's not talking about Simchas Yontif. It's talking about when they had the brachas at Kolos, the Hagriz and the Har Evel. So it says they have an obligation to shecht Shlomim in conjunction with the Kriis's Bris at Hagriz and Har Evel. And when they shecht the Shlomim, it says v'zavach the Shlomim v'samachto. But al kapanim, the Gemara in Chagiga learns that from that pasuk that the way to fulfill the third mitzvah, Riyah Chagiga Simcha, the way to fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha is by bringing Shlomim. So then the Mishnah says, and it's going to be relevant here also, the Mishnah says there in the first parak in Chagiga, that you don't necessarily have to shecht the Shlomim. Let's say somebody brought a Chatos or an Oshem in the Beis HaMikdash. Who eats the Besar HaChatos and the Besar HaOshem? The Kohanim eat it. The oil and nobody eats, but the sachatus chatus the yoshim the kohanim eat. But the kohanim can fulfill their mitzvah of simchas yonte by eating the psah chatus the ha'oshim. Or let's say
the chatus is on point on yonte.
Let's say chalamoy. Let's say chalamoy. They brought the chatus and oshim. So the kohanim can fulfill the mitzvah. You're not mechuyif to have flesh every single day. Al pi pashtus, the Mishnah in Sukkot says that hasimcha kol shmoina. That every single day of Sukkot is a separate chiyuv, another chiyuv of Simchas Yontif. You have a chiyuv to have a shtikel flesh from Bsar Karbonis every day of Sukkot, every day of Chalamoy, and every day of Yontif of Sukkot. But on Pesach, there is no requirement to have Bsar HaKarbonis every single day. The Pashtus is once during the duration of the Pesach. Pesach is a Yontif for 7 days, and that's 7 days. So once or one day or another, there's a chiyuv to have the sar hakarbonis is a piece of meat from a carbon, right? Bizman hazeh that we don't have any carbonis, so the Gemara says ain't simcha le b'yayin. But bizman hamikdash is ain't simcha le b'sar carbonis, as it says, v'samachto has it, v'zavachto shlomim, v'samachto. That pasuk that Rashi quoted from Hagriz Mahareva. So that's what the Mishnah says, that Yisrael yotzim idei chayvasam b'maisa beheme. Let's say somebody brought ma'isa beima. Ma'isa beima, who eats it? So the bialy meat. It's not from the matzah spoon. If you want to give it to Kohen, it's very nice.
Because of a shaykh, you use
it. Yeah, I don't know. You give because of a shaykh, do you? I don't remember. You give because of a shaykh of shlomim. Yeah,
shlomim.
Yeah. I don't remember. Do you give because of a shaykh by the ma'isa beima also? You've got to look in the Mishnah. I don't think so. I don't know. So the Mishnah says, Yisrael yaitzim idecha basam the ma'ase beheime, and the Kohanim yaitzim idecha basam bechatos b'yosham b'pchor b'pchor beheime Torah that has no mum yishech min yemakri v'nan mizbeah. So it's nechal by the Kohanim. So the yaitzim idecha basam. So the Pashto seems to be that this triple, the three mitzvahs, gimel mitzvahs, and Sari Yisrael, the first two mitzvahs, the oilas riyah and the shalmech hagige. That's just a mitzvah that you should be one of the balei hakarbon. Whoever pays for the carbon is a balei hakarbon. So let's say you have a group of 35 people, they chip in together, they're buying one oilas riyah. So they're all yaitzeh, they don't eat, no one eats anything that oilas riyah. A carbon oilas riyah is offered on behalf of this group of 35 people. Then the shalmech hagiga also, none of the 35 people have to eat any of it. They have to be the balei hakarbon. They have an obligation to see to it that somebody or another should eat it, because nobody eats it. It's an iser of noisa. It will become nifsal. But none of the 35 people have to eat it in order to fulfill the mitzvah of shalmech hagiga. They just have to be makriv the carbon. They should be the balei hakarbon, 35, 135 people, whatever you want. Two people, one person. They should be the balei hakarbon on whose behalf this carbon shalmech hagiga was offered. And the third mitzvah of simcha, that's a mitzvah to actually eat the Bisar Kabbanis, and the Pashtus in the Gemara is that it doesn't really require shechting a carbon specifically for the purpose of fulfilling Shalmei Simcha. It doesn't have to be a Shlomen, the Mishnah says.
It doesn't have to be a Baalim. Somebody can invite.
It doesn't have to be the Baalim. I can eat from someone else. I can be the Baal Karbon of this one and ask whoever wants to eat it. And someone else can invite me if I'm Tohor. If I'm Tomei, I can't eat Bisar Kabbanis. If I'm Tohor, so I can eat someone else's. Someone else's carbon is the sarha carbon. You can be yotzei simcha with the shalmei. You can kill two birds. Al pi pashtus. That's where the pashtus is. That's a shaila. Why does the Gemara say gimel mitzvahs in Tzavi Yisrael? You have to have a riyah and a chagig and a simcha. Sounds as if it's a separate carbon. So the tzlach is a sefer by the Nevi Yehuda and the Gemara. So the famous svarim by the tzlach, and on Beitzah he has a Gemara, and on Psochim. And Habrachas. That's the famous Tzlach. And then there's another volume of the Tzlach, not so famous, that's hardly ever looked in. It has Al-Chulin a little bit. He has a net one that's not so popular. He has Al-Chagigah. He has a Shtikel Torah. He thinks that the Rambam doesn't hold the way I just said. Tesis also doesn't say exactly like that. There's a Tesis in the first Perek in Chagigah, on an Amid Beis, I forgot, it's on above Amid Beis or something like that. But Tesis asks, how can the Mishnah say that the Kohanim Yotzim Dechavosim B'Sar Chatzis V'Yoshim? And Yisrael is Yotzim Dechai Vosnam B'Maisa Beheime. Aye, but don't you have to be makrivit l'shem? Simcha Sateisa says, yeah. The Kohanim are only Yotzim Dechai Vosnam B'Chatos of Yosham if at the time that they shechted the Chatos Moshem, they had a mind to be Yotzim. The Pasha Pshat and the Mishnah is not so. But that's what Taisa says. You have to shechted l'shem Simcha. I can shach shem simcha. It's a different kardos. A chatos. What kind of a very big chiddush what Tosfos writes. That's what they say. And then it's lach quotes from the Rambam. Rambam is mashma that the third one is simcha is not stam that you should eat a piece of flesh from a korban. Whoever will invite you. No, Sam Fanam, they have to bring a separate carbon. You can't be Yosef two birds with one stone. You can't just bring your Shalmei Chagige and eat some of the flesh and be Yosef. You'll be Yosef Shalmei Chagige and Simcha with the same carbon. So the Rambam is Mashra, has to be a third carbon. So we're not sure what to do with that Tesis. It's a questionable. It's a Shver Achidish, what Tesis writes. And the Rambam is also questionable. The Pashtus is like we presented it before. So here the Mishnah has, here from these three carbonists, So the pasuk says, Oilas Riyah is only the men are mechuyev. The women are not mechuyev. Yeroi calls the chorcho. Says the Pharisee, only the men have to go. The women don't have to go. So the male, if the women don't have to go, so they don't have to participate in the Oilas Riyah. And the chagiga also, the women. V'chagos mosu chagoshem. The women are not mechuyev. It's a mitzvah sesa shaz mangiyom. So the women are exempt. And the simcha, the shalmi simcha, eating b'sara karbonis. So that's a machloikis in Kiddushin and a machloikis in the first parak in Chagiga, machloikis Tanoim Amram. The names are unclear. The Gemara has Rebbe is talking to Abayi. How can Rebbe talk to Abayi? They lived in a different generation. So there's something wrong in the Gemara. They have an aside, a Hagor. It's a problem who's talking to them. So there are somehow there are Tanoim and Amorim involved in this machloikis that appears in the end of the first parak in Kiddushin on the Sugya of Mitzuses Shaz Mangroma. That there are a few exceptions to the rule that the women are mechuyev in Kiddush on Shabbos, despite the fact that it says Mangroma, the women are mechuyev in Hakel and Matzah. Matzah is a hekesh called Sheishtam about the Chacham, Sheishtam called Mechol Matzah. And Hakel is Mangroma, it's a pussy. Hakel is all Anashim Anashim Atat. It says the women, stage the first, the women have to go. So that's an exception to the rule. So by Simcha, it says in the Chumash, Smachta Ato Veisecha, and Veis is a Wishto. So that's a machlokes Abaye and Rebbe and Rava and somebody at machlokes Tanaim and a machlokes Amaraim and a machlokes bottom line machlokes Halacha Maisa the Rambam and the Raivi, whether the end of Hilchas Chagiga, third parak in Hilchas Chagiga and the Rambam. So the Rambam paskens that the women are mechuyev in Simcha, the women are mechuyev in Simcha. The Rambam has Hilchas Chagiga, but he has all the three dinim. He has Orlas Ria, Shalmei Chagiga, and Shalmei Simcha, all because the Maseches Chagiga. You have everything discussed in the first parak. So the Rambam calls it Hilchas Chagige in the middle of the series of Sahalochas on Kotchin. That's Hilchas Pchairis and Hilchas Korban Pesach with all the other Korbanas. He has one section that's called Hilchas Chagige. He has all the three dinim, the Gimel Mitzvahs, the Riyah Chagige and the Simcha. So the Rambam writes that the women are Mechuyim, the Rambam Pasuk. Pasuk says women are Mechuyim, and the Raivit is Masig. Why? But we should really pass like the other opinion. That when the pasuk says Hamachta Ato Uveisecha Beisiz Uishto, it's not that the women are mechuyev. No, it says Mangram when the women are not mechuyev. But if the husband comes to Yerushalayim together with his wife and all of his sons and all of his daughters, so the pastor is going to give his wife and his daughters tuna fish sandwiches, and he's going to eat the steaks. So what kind of simcha is that? His wife is going to kill him. Not only Mishum Pikuach Nefesh should he give his wife, but his way to fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha is Isha Baila Misamcha, it's the husband's obligation to be Misameach Acherim. The Gemara has that also. That's yeah, the Gemara says Shamin is Simcha. Right, Shamin is Simcha. That's a question.
Elkanah that he gave me to
Bisara Karbon. Yeah, Elkanah gave his wife Bisara Karbon. Yeah, so that's the Machlokes Tanoim and Amoraim. And the Rambam and the Raiva, did he give his wife to Bisara Karbonis that she should fulfill her obligation, or that he should fulfill his obligation? If she doesn't want to, she's not mechuyev to. If she would prefer to have the milchiks, the pizza, whatever. Okay, then she gets the big tzivayim. Shabbos, the big tzivayim with the shaman and simchas, the Gemara says you buy candies and toys for the children. So that's a shaila. Is that only bizman hazeh? But bizman hamikdash, the only way to fulfill simcha is with star shlamim. Is with star shlamim. Yain it doesn't say. It says bizman shabbos hamikdash kaim. That's a gemara psachim around Avayin Aleph. Bizman shabbos hamikdash kaim ain simcha elo bishlamim shenemar. That pasuk from Hagriz Maharevo. Zemach bishlamim chal to shalom samachta. Bizman shein beis hamikdash kaim shteit ain simcha elo biyayin. And then you have other forms of simcha also. So that's Grada Machlokes in the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura quotes a Machlokes early Arachreinu from the Shalos Rabbein, They have a machloek is what do you mean? This man is there ain't simchel b'yayin, so you don't need basar anymore. This man is there, you don't need basar because it's not b'sar kachim, so you won't gain anything anyway. So this man is there, is ain't simchel b'yayin and b'big b'tzivayin for the women and candies and toys for the children, whatever b'shamin is simchel, whatever happens to be misamech. That's what Rashi quotes here. That same Rashi, the Tanya b'maseches chagiga daf chesam and alf on the top of your test on the base. The Rashi quotes from Chagiga Daf Chesam and Aleph, "Samachta b'chagecha l'rabbis kol minei simchas l'simcha." The way it's printed in our Rashi is not is a grize. That's not what it says in the Gemara. It says the rabbis kol minei simchas l'simcha. The way to fulfill a mitzvah of simcha is by variety of ways. Kol minei simchas. Someone put into the Rashi kol minei simcha shel basa. Let me call me. It's a title to assassin.
Yeah.
Basa is basa. Kol minei simchas means
others.
Yeah, all kinds. Yeah. So the Pashtus Nigmar Bisman Shabbos HaMikdash Hayakam, the only way to fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha is by Bisar HaKorbonis. The Kohanim HaYotim DeChavosam BeChatos HaYosham Yisrael HaYotim DeChavosam BeMaisa Behemah, whatever Bisman Shabbos Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayam Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin. So most of the Mishnah Berurah claims, if you look at the last page in the Mishnah Berurah, Chelek Hei, okay, Mishnah Berurah has all the dinim of Yontif, all the dinim of Pesach, and the last page is Hilchas Simchas Yontif. How is one supposed to fulfill Simchas Yontif? So towards the very end, maybe it's mamish the last page, I don't know, maybe it's the last page in the Mishnah Berurah, Chelekei, he quotes this machlekes from the rabbis of Shalosh Shalom, that Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaimen Simcha L'Biyayin, most of the Achreinim hold that you don't have to have Basav at all, because it's not going to be Bisar Kochim anyway, so you don't gain anything. And the minority opinion says no. Ain simcha ela b'yayin together with the bus, in addition to the bus. Man hamigdish it's psar karbonis. That's real simcha. You don't need any yayin. Man shein beis hamigdish kayim. So you have to add the yayin. That's the shaila.
Zecha the karbonis.
I don't know zecha the karbonis. No, they say that's simcha. They say the shat definition of simcha. Not only zecha the karbonis. Lemoshel, can you have a milchik chasana? Can you have a milchik bris? Can you have a milchik sheva brachas? So some posts can say no. That since the Sudas Chasana is supposed to be an expression and a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Simchas Chasana, and Shevet Brachas also, and a bris milah is an Indian of Simcha, so they say you have to have Yayin for sure, you have to have Yayin for a Chasana, for a bris, and a Shevet Brachas for sure, because ain't Simcha le b'yayin. The Shaila is, do you need that it should be fleshig with the Yayin, or it could be milchig? So many are machmer on that. They say dafke you have to have relations.
Most of the brisen has
been. Make a lot of good
today, you know. Supposed to be,
yeah.
Supposed to be flashy, but usually the bris is early in the morning. People don't want to have flashy. But the more correct practice is that they dafke should have a flashy bris. And then there's a further machlokes on the assumption that the Maram Shik has a tshuva about this, about having a melachik chasana. Having a milchik sheva brachas. I remember once one of the musmachim from the yeshiva had a chasana, so he told us in advance it's going to be a milchik chasana. So I told him there's a tshuva in the Maram Shik, so, and that's right, it's not right, so he didn't want to listen. I brought it in, the tshuva. So he said he's torrid now, he'll look another
after
3 weeks
after the chasana.
He didn't understand what he's so lax about. Then later on we found out why. He had to have the chasana in that shul. And he didn't trust the Hasgochen on the Fleishik. So on the Milchiks, he was prepared to have everybody eat the Milchiks. But the Fleishiks, he didn't like the Hasgochen. Yain is Mitzameach more than Fleish. Okay. So that's the shadow. Let's say, Bizman is there, Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim on Yontif. Are you Mechuyif to have Fleishiks? That person is not interested. He wants to have milchiks. I have yayin. Is that enough? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that's the machlekes. So he says the Mishnah Berurah claims that rov haposkim hold and you're not mechuyif to have fleishiks on yontif. You can have milchiks also if you enjoy milchiks. Whatever you enjoy.
But the Mishnah says ein simcha. The Mishnah says ein simcha beyayin in both person. Eile beyayin. But the Mishnah says
that
only need yayin. I was from eile.
Okay. That was the machlokes. The rabbis of Shalosh Shalom had that machlokes. Yeah. They discussed it, and the Shalosh has like this. They had a practice that it's not right to have a fancy suit on Friday.
Yeah.
In order that out of Kvod Shabbos, you should have a Bekovah Dikamir. You're going to go to a banquet on Friday afternoon, then eat and drink and have a whole thing. I remember once in Eretz Yisrael, I attended some conference on a Friday afternoon. and I had a whole fleishig dinner. A lot of yeshivas, and I had to eat fleishigs on Friday afternoon. It's against the shalosh of the fairs. You're not allowed. Even when I go by plane, and a lot of times they serve fleishigs for lunch on an airplane. So I won't eat. Sometimes if I have to travel away for Shabbos, so they serve fleishigs, so I tell them I don't want it.
Fleishigs run on Friday?
On Friday, yeah. On the airplane, no, the airplane. So the shalosh quotes such a practice that it's not right to have fleishigs on Friday afternoon, in order that the Suda Shabbos, by contrast, should be more bolet, it should be more conspicuous. That is the Oinik Shabbos, the Kibbutz Oinik. Choshev, yeah. Friday night, yeah. So the shaila is, what if you have a bris on Friday and you want to have a bekova dikasudas? And Europe, they always have fleishigs for the bris. Years ago, they always had fleishigs for the bris. So the shaila, so many say even in the morning you shouldn't have fleishigs. Not only Friday afternoon, even in the morning you shouldn't have fleishigs. So the shaila is, but if a bris, if a sudas bris requires that it's supposed to be simcha, a mitzvah of simcha, so you have to have fleishigs. So you're not violating anything. The din requires you have to have fleishigs.
Yeah.
Should you say no? Maybe you can be yaitzer with yayin. Maybe you don't need fleishigs. So the rabbis of Shalosh Shalosh had a machloikus. When they used to have a bris on Friday morning, the balabatim served flesh. But the rabbeim, the two rabbis of Shalosh Shalosh, I forgot their names, he gives you the name. So one of them used to attend the bris and he used to leave. He used to give a teretz why he can't stay to the meal. Only on Fridays he had a teretz. Every other day he stayed. On Friday he didn't want to have fleishigs because he held Medina, you don't need fleishigs. So it's not right. It's a violation of Kvot Shabbos to have fleishigs on Friday morning. And the other Rebbe of the Shalosh held no, that as soon as bris milah has to be fleishig, so there's no violation of Voynik Shabbos if you have fleishigs on Erev Shabbos. That's also a makom mitzvah. Let's say if you have a pidyon aden, sometimes people have a pidyon aden on Friday. Pidyon aden is only once in a long while, but that for sure is not right to have fleishigs. Even if it's in the morning, it's not right to have fleishigs.
Pidyon aden is not just a sukkah.
Because Pidyon Aben, the
student,
Pidyon Aben, the student is not really, because there is no chiyuv simcha. By bris milah, the Gemara says, "Sasa nachi lemasecha kimoitzi shol al rav." That pasuk in Tehillim is alluding to bris milah. So we assume that's the Gemara in the first daf in Blazer the Milah. Kol mitzvah shekibla aleim isod b'simcha adam kaimim mosa b'simcha. Avraham Avinu was given the mitzvah of milah, so he was rejoicing and he was happy over it. And the Jews are dying kind of most of the simcha we still do. So the Suda by bris milah is a Suda that's supposed to express simcha, basa v'yayin is simcha. But by Pidyon Aben, the pasuk will say, Mikir Adin, you don't need a Suda at all, there's not simcha. You did a mitzvah. You like film, you throw a party, you put on sitzes, you throw a party. Every day we try to do mitzvahs. You learn a blood gemara, you throw a party every time you learn a blood gemara, you know. You make a siyum, you make a simcha. But not that. Every time you learn every sentence of.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe this is all chumers from the Achrayim. I don't know. So again, so the pashtus is, let's say, a pidyon aden. That's a shaila where on yontif are women mechuyev in simchas yontif. So the Rambam holds women are mechuyev. He says women are not mechuyev in ri and chagiga, but they are mechuyev in simcha. And the rabbi says no. That when it says samach ta'atavei secho, we should pass them like the other. He says there is such an opinion in the Gemara, like the Rambam, but the rabbi thinks we should pass them like the other opinion that the isha bailam is samcha. It's the husband's obligation to offer her if she's interested. Otherwise, it's not yotzei simcha. The Rambam describes a person locks the doors and he eats and he drinks and he makes merry and he doesn't share with others. So he says, Ein ze ela simchas hakeres. He says, Ein ze ela kolon. He writes in Hilchos, Ein ze ela kolon sabusha. Hashan, the simcha is when you share with those who don't have what to eat. Samach da'atav ha'levi v'agev ha'yos ha'mon ha'shebi kebecho. So simcha certainly means you have to offer the wife and the daughters. They have the brera to turn it down. The rabbi holds they're not mechuyev in simcha, they can turn it down. But he's not yet to his simcha unless he offers to the wife and the children. So that's the machlokes la'alacha, whether the women are mechuyev to have bas of the yayin.
What about the gym where you have to watch, let's say,
wine,
your wife dress up? That's also simcha's
yayin?
Yeah,
that's part of
simcha. Is that not clothing that you want to buy a
depends what's worse.
She should work harder. She should work less. I
say. That's only for personal things. For
whatever
her,
makes her
you.
Happy.
Yeah.
Whatever makes her happy. The people joke. The Gemara says that Rosh Chodesh is a yontif for women. So the joke. That's what it means. Every yontif, the husband is required to buy his wife another dress. So the women hold that every Rosh Chodesh is a yontif. The husband's going to buy a new dress every Rosh Chodesh.
You go bankrupt.
Because every Rosh Chodesh. Okay. Okay. If what comes up? Yeah. You have no choice. No, yontif you mechuyif to have flesh. So there's no Easter. Yeah. But the bris, if you mechuyif to have flesh, so you should. So have it in the morning. Try to have it as far away as possible from Shabbos. Try to have the suit in the morning. But if you hold that the bris doesn't, if you hold the bris does need basar, then they hold it's mutter to have it. If you hold the bris does not need basar, then in this case it's not proper to have basar, but the suit is bris neither. In a normal case, they always used to have fleshig bris. But as Purim, the Rav used to say that it doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch that you have to have fleshig, so you can have milchik. Taki is right, it doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch, but it says in Rambam. The Rambam says that it's a chiyuv simcha on Purim, and the way to do it is you have basa v'yayin ad lo yada. That's the Rambam's menu for the Suda's Purim. You have basa v'yayin ad lo yada. That's the Rambam, that the Rambam seems to say that you're not yotze ad lo yada if you drink independently of the Suda. Has to be a chelik of the suda. Even though the Gemara says that yain shebetar chasud is ain't a mishaken. So it's right that you're not supposed to get shikah. It doesn't mean you have to get shikah. Adelo yada is not the same as shikah shegil, shikus, or shalot. They're two different things. Adelo yada means a little more than usual. That's why Rav Soloveitchik thought that whoever gets the lead al pidin is supposed to lane those psukim. Though we don't do that practice, we have a balkari lane for everybody because some people know, some people don't know. No, not to embarrass those who don't know how to lane. So we have the balkari lanes for everybody. But really, it's considered as if the oila latara lane with the principle of Shemer Kainer is considered as if whoever got the aliyah was the one who's really laning and teaching these psukim to everybody. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's a form of being misameach everyone by being malamit Torah to the others, because the Chazal had the dinim that Pekudei Hashem Mishraim Misam Chilei. When people learn, this puts them into a happy, cheerful, joyous state of mind. So when you teach Torah to other people, you be misameach them. That's a chelik of the mitzvah of simcha, is to get an aliyah. Chosn gets an aliyah. In Shiva Sinai Mishnah, it says in the Ramah, you have to give an aliyah to the chosn. Why? So the Rav explained, because the chosn has a chiyuv simcha, and the way to fulfill simcha is not just to eat and drink and be merry. That's what the Ramah calls kolon. And simcha sakar is the way to fulfill simcha is to be misameach others. So misameach others means the chosn should give tzedakah to aniyim, and the chosn should teach Torah, should say divrei Torah, should get an aliyah, and yontif. It says he should try to get an aliyah. Whoever gets an aliyah is considered as if he is melamed Torah to all of the kohol, so he's being misameach all of the kohol. Yeah. That's why a novel is not allowed to get an aliyah. Right. That's what the Rav pointed out. An ovel, let's say in the middle of Shiva, the ovel doesn't have to leave when they lay in Kriyas HaTorah. He doesn't have to leave. Why not? The ovel is also the Talmud Torah. So that's what it says. Seder Ayom is not so exciting. There's no Issur Simcha. When you sit in your line, Gemara, so that's Simcha.
Yeah.
When you say Ezel Mekayimim, what's printed Ezel Mekayimim, Pitim Akhtairis, even though it's also learning, or you say Tilim, Psuka de Zimra, or you hear Kriya Satar, not so exciting. Whatever, Seder Ayom is not so exciting.
I don't know that.
So if there's nothing wrong with listening to the Kriya Satar, there's no violation of Simcha, so why can't you give the Avon an Aliyah? Mm-hmm. And it says, and even if he's the only kind and the only lazy in the show, you don't give him an Aliyah. Why not? What's wrong with getting an Aliyah? That's what the Rav said. No, that's a separate form of Simcha. Malamet Torah Lacherim is a separate issue. So that's an act of being Misameya. Not supposed to, unless you're learning Hilchas Avelus. Unless you learn Hilchas Avelus. Rav Soloveitchik thought that even if the Avon walks out, he thought that it's not proper to learn Mishnayis, even if the Oval is not there. He thought it's a din in the base of Oval.
The base is Mufkaf.
Yeah, it's a din in the decorum in the base of Oval that it's not proper to learn Torah. Yeah, so getting back again, so this is the background of what the Mishnayis are talking about. And on each one of the Shalosh Golem, there's an obligation to have a Riach, Agiga, and Simcha. There's the first Tshuva in Rabbi Kivega's Tshuvas don't go in order. Rabbi Kivega's Tshuva is just haphazard. But not, and they have a maftech in the end, in the order of Shulchan Aruch. So you have to go look, Tshuva Chaf, Tshuva Lamed, everything is totally out of order. That's in Europe, that's for many, many generations, they used to print the tshuvas in the order that they wrote them, as opposed to the order, the logical order. The Seder Shulchan Aruch, alphabetical order, no order whatsoever. So the first tshuva in Rabbi Kivega, such a shvachet tshuva. People wonder, what did he put it in for? He had a shaila. Shaila was like this: the balabatim were benching on Shabbos, and if someone forgot to say, so someone said you have to bench over. So one of the members of the household said, but my father was a very religious, learned man. And he said you don't have to bench over. So they had their machloikas, so and they sent the shaila to Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega says, I believe you that your father was very religious, very learned. You must have forgotten, because it says in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you have to bench over. If you got to say, yours truly, Akiva Eger. That's the first tshuva. That's the first tshuva. Then in the back, they have hashmatas that after he sent the letter, then he said, maybe there is something to it. So he says, maybe the Maaseh Shoya was on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. And maybe what happened was that one of the women forgot to say Yalav Yomai. And he says, are the women mechuyev to have a Sudas Yantan? Maybe should depend on the Achlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, if women are mechuyev in Simcha. If the women are mechuyev in Simcha, so they're mechuyev to have a Mio, so they have to bench over if they didn't say Yalav Yomai. But if the women are not mechuyev, just the men are mechuyev to offer the women, but the women have a brera to turn it down, they don't have their own obligation. But then he says, so maybe the grandfather, maybe there's something weird, maybe the grandfather was right. Maybe it's a Sophic Brachas Lako, maybe a Machlek is Raman. Maybe the women don't have to bench over if they forget the Alvi Yavah. Then he throws in a monkey wrench. He shows that the whole thing doesn't make sense. But the grandfather Tepes Gezot, so he says, maybe he is right. Throws in a monkey wrench. He shows that it's all wrong. He says, benching over because you forgot to say Alvi Yavah. He says, what does it have to do with the Chiyav Simcha? Al Chalamoy there's a Chiyav Simcha, but the Gemara states Beferish, you don't bench over.
Yeah.
If you forget, you'll be over. Why? Because no Chiyav Suda. You don't have to eat bread. You don't have to eat bread. So the Chiyav Suda stems not from the mitzvah of Simcha, but rather from the mitzvah of Kibud V'yoinik. So are women Mechuyav and Kibud V'yoinik? So he says, stomach, yeah. What? The Machlek is the Ramam and the Raibit is where the women are Mechuyav and Simcha. Keep it beyonding that you don't have any machlekes Rambam and writing about. So he says himself that the whole fantasy that he built up to defend what was quoted in the name of the religious learned grandfather, it probably doesn't make sense at all. But then he said, maybe it does make sense, and he's not sure. Why? Maybe, yeah, it's a very shver tshuva. That's the first tshuva in tshuva of Rabbi Kivega. The tshuva doesn't say anything. He just says, you must have forgot, you must have made a mistake. There is no such din. If you get to say Yalav Yomai bench over, and then in the Hashmotas in the back of the Sefer, he raises such a possibility. Maybe it depends on the issue of the Rambam and the Rai. Yeah, Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara says you don't bench over.
Yeah.
Because you're not Mechuyev. You're not allowed to fast. Right. Shalosh Shudas. Right. Because since the Rabbeinu Tam holds that you can be Yosef Shalosh Shudas without having bread. So if you didn't have bread, you just say Boina Flushes. You don't have to mention Shabbos at all. Even if you did have bread, you can't say I'm not Yosef Shalosh Shudas if I didn't say Ritzeh. Whenever you're not Mechuyev to have Pas, and you weren't Mechuyev to have mentioned Shabbos or Yontif in the benching, then you can't say that is Ma'akeh. When you say that if you forget, we'd say Yalav Yomai, you have to bench over. Not that you're not yet to benching.
You're benching,
you're not yet to the Suda.
Yeah.
How can you say you're not yet to the Suda if you didn't have to have bread in the first place? You could have had bananas instead of burning the fushes, so you wouldn't have mentioned Shabbos anyway. You would have been yet to Shalosh Shudas. If you have just mini tagim, if you have peiros. Okay, so again, so the Mishnah is concentrating on the two out of the three, on the Oilas Riyah and on the Shalmi Chagiga. So there's a double machlek is the way the version that appears in this Mishnah. Gemara is going to quote other versions. As the Mishnah quotes it, there's a double machlek is between the Beisham and the Beisil. So one machlek is, are you allowed to bring an oila sriya on yontif? There's a basic difference between an oila and a shlamim. The shlamim, the bailim, can eat something. So it's a shtikal oichal nefesh. When you bring a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, you do quite a few malachas. You do shchita. And then you do, when you makriv the carbon, that's the shchita is a malacha deraisa. So if you shech the chicken and you shech the baim in order to eat it, that's how the racham nebish is. Lashal, you're shechting a carbon.
Hashem.
Huh? To the Rabbi Shalom. So it should really be a problem of lachem aloy lagavoya. Because the pasuk says, achar sheyachal lachol nefesh, ulevada yeyosa lachem. So the Gemara has three drushes. Lachem aloy liakom, lachem aloy leklovim, lachem aloy lagavoya. That you're not allowed to do a malacha on yontif, unless it's human oichel nefesh, but if it's to bring a carbon to the banishlam, you're not allowed to. The Tmidim and Mustafa Rashi says that's a pasuk. You have no brayer. Tmidim and Mustafa you bring. Why is that? So Rashi writes on the Mishnah that's a korban sibush as mana kavua. That's what Rashi writes on the Mishnah. That loshen, that's on Yud Testament now. Korban sibush as mana kavua. That loshen is a little megumgum because it really doesn't depend on korban sibush. It really only depends on zmana kavua. Because we have. From Pesach, the Gemara says is also a korban sibush, but let's say you have.
The
Gemara says from Pesach is a korban sibush because zasi b'chnufya, yeah. But let's say you have chavite kengodel. The kengodel brings every day of the year a korban yochid that he pays for. He doesn't have to be makrivit, but he funds it, and it's deicha Shabbos and it's deicha yonta because it's a korban shizmanu kavua. He must bring it every single day of the year. It's a korban yochid. Or what else? You have parachatas asholoi and yom kippur. The kengodel brings his own. He brings korbanas on behalf of klal yisrael that's paid for. Whoever pays for the korban is the balak korban. He gets the kapora. I can bring a korban on your behalf also. I'm magdish almanashi is kapa b'chaver is also good. But normally speaking, usually say whoever pays for the korban, the korban is offered on his behalf. He's the bala korban in mitzvah purposes. He gets the kapor. He's the miskaper. His money. The chavite kangaroo were paid for by the kangaroo that are brought every day. And then on Yom Kippur, in addition to the korbanos that are paid for from the machzah shekel money, the kangaroo had to bring parachatas ashaloi that he pays for. Ashaloi. He pays for it, and it's offered on his behalf. And it's Dechi Yom Kippur. That's the only time you bring it is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is not like Shabbos and like Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do Malacha. So that's a Korban Yochid, but it's Mana Kavua. So the Mishnah points this out. In the beginning of the second parak in Temurah, the Mishnah draws distinctions between Korban Yochid and Korban Sibur. Then in Korban Yochid you have Kachi Kachim and Kachim Kalim, and Korban Sibur is all Kachi Kachim. There's never any Kachim Kalim in Korban Sibur. You have once a year, you have Shlomim on Shavuos, so that's Shalmei Tzibur HaKachi Kachim. Shalmei Yochid HaKachim Kalim. The Shalmei Tzibur is Kachi Kachim. And then the Mishnah has other differences between Korban Yochid and Korban Sibur. So then the Mishnah lists off another difference. Korban Yochid is not Decha Shabbos, not Decha Tuma. Korban Sibur is Decha Shabbos and Decha Tuma. Comes Rab Meir and the Mishnah says, Loimen Hashem, who said that's not the reason why. That's not Korban Yochid versus Korban Tzibur. The rule depends whether it's Mano Kavua or Ein Zmano Kavua. He says, I can give you an example of a Korban Tzibur Ein Zmano Kavua, which is not Decha Shabbos, not Decha Tume. Let's say, Par Halam Dover Shal Tzibur. You bring it today, bring it next week, bring it next month, bring it next year. There's no rush. Jesus Magdalene Mitzvah, bring it today. Why should you wait till tomorrow? If you can take care of it today, but it's not called Zman HaKavua. It's a brand new thing. You don't have to bring a dafka today. So that's not Decha Shabbat, and it's not Decha Tuma. Par HaMadov Shal Tzibur, Asoy Rabbi Rizar, after all Tzibur worshipped Rabbi Rizar also. There's no Zman HaKavua in that. Even though it's a Korban Tzibur, it's not Decha Shabbat, it's not Decha Tuma. And then you have the Chavit, the Kangorol, and the Parachatus of the Kangorol on Yom Kippur, the Korban Yochid, but it is Zman HaKavua, so it is Decha Shabbat. So that Loshen and Rashi is a little bit not Meduyah. Rashi is combining the Tanakhama with Rav Meir in the Mishnah. It's not a machlekes Tanaim. The Tanakhama there in the Mishnah says that a korban sibur is decha Shabbos decha tum, and a korban yochid is not. Rav Meir polishes it up a little bit. It's not a machlekes. He just says it's not exactly precise. Yeah. It really depends on zman kavua versus non zman kavua. It's a malitza. When we say korban sibur is decha Shabbos decha tum, a korban sibur means a malitza. But it really means a korban shel zman kavua, because 99% of the time a korban yochid is not zman kavua, and 99% of the time a korban sibur is zman kavua. So the Loshon of Rashi is it's not exactly meduyah.
Where is that korban yochid with the zman kavua?
You have the chavit kengodel, which is brought every day, and the parachatos asholoy on Yom Kippur. That is deicha. Korban pesach is deicha Shabbos, deicha tuma. Oh, korban pesach is korban sibur. Yeah, that's not a good example. Yeah. So the Rashi writes on the Mishnah like this. So the Tmidim and Musafim, even if you have oilus amongst them, that's a pasuk, is Decha Shabbos, Decha Tumas, Decha Yontif. That's no question. Of course you bring it. But the question is, what about the oilus Riyah? The oilus Riyah, you can't really call it Zman HaKavua. You must bring it on the first day Pesach, the first day Shavuos, the first day Sukkot. No. You have Tashlumin. If you didn't bring the first day Pesach, you can bring it for the whole duration, 7 days. You didn't bring Sukkot, not only can you bring it for 7 days, you can even bring it on Shmini Atzeres, which is really a regal bifnei atzma, but it's still, you can still do the tashlumin, so not bring it. And even on Shavuos, where there is no, the Yontav is only 1 day, so the Gemara says it's not true, that it's really, that's what we said. You can, the Gemara says you count Sfira Seimer, the mitzvah to count weeks, and the mitzvah to count days, to establish Shavuos, as a yontif, which is both a yontif of 1 week and a yontif of 1 day. Shavuot is a yontif of 1 day for malacha and for the musafim. You only bring the musafim on the first day, but it's a yontif of a whole week for the sake of tashlumin. That whoever didn't bring the erlas riyah on the first day can bring the erlas riyah on the next 6 days of Shavuot. It's really a yontif of a whole week. That's the Gemara. It's not a pshetel. That's a Gemara chagiga. The Torah says count days and count weeks to establish Shavuot as both a yontif of a day and a yontif of a week. Say tachnun. Okay, that's by some they don't say tachnun. The week after. Why? What do you mean tashlumin? It means it's really a yontif of a whole week. The shaila is whether that still applies bizman hazeh. Because some rishonim write that many rishonim hold we pass from shulchan aruch that sfira sarmi bizman hazeh is only the rabban. And even if you hold sfira sarmi many hold sfira sarmi bizman hazeh is the raisa. So a group of rishonim say yeah, it's the raisa to count the days but not to count the weeks. What's that? It's a compromise only to count the days, because the whole tachlis, the whole ta'elis of counting the weeks,
yeah,
is to make it a yontif of a whole week for the purpose of oilus riyah for a whole week. There's man shein beis hamikdash kaim, there's nothing to discuss. So it's not a yontif for a whole week. So by the chassidim that they don't want to say, in Shulchan Aruch they quote such a practice before the chassidim also. The chassidim are not responsible for all the evil things in the world. Others are responsible for part of the job as well. So in the Shulchan Aruch they already quote before the Baal Shem Tov came along that they had such a practice not to say tachin for all 7 days. So strictly speaking, it could be that it's not really ois gehalt, it's not really a yontif for 7 days. It's a zechel amigdash, that bisman shabes migdash I can't flag zain as a yontif of a whole week. So bisman is a zechel that there used to be such a yontif, like Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, the Poskim quote, is a chilufim minhogim between minig Ashkenaz and minig Sfarad. Pischa Zeira, Pesach Sheni is called Pesach Kato. Pischa Zeira, the little Pesach. In the Gemara, it's called Pischa Zeira. So it says in the early Svarim that the Minig Ashkenaz is that you do say Tachnun on Pesach Sheni, and the Minig Svarad is that you don't say Tachnun on Pesach Sheni. What's the issue? So the Pashtus, of course, is that the Minig Ashkenaz is correct. The reason being, because it's not, there is no Pesach Sheni. The Gemara is Pesach Sheni. The Gemara has a Machlokes, and we Paskin, the Rambam Paskin, the Maskonis, the Gemara, that Pesach Sheni is not a calendaric date. It's not that the 14th of Iyar is Pesach Sheni, or the 15th of Iyar is Pesach Sheni. It's not true. The din is that it's a month after Hakrovas Pesach Rishon Aydei Roiv Hatzibur Betara. That's the definition of Pesach Sheni. We don't have any Hakrovas Pesach Rishon. So there is no Pesach Sheni. It isn't Pesach Sheni. What they write on the calendar, Pesach Sheni, is a bluff. I mean, if there would have been Hakrovas Pesach Rishon Aydei Roiv Hatzibur Betara, then it would have been Pesach Sheni, but it's not Pesach Sheni. So the Minig Sfar, that they don't say Minig Sfar, also preceding the Chassidim, way older from the early days of the early Achronim, I think. So the Minig Sfar not to say Tachan HaPesach Sheni is a carryover from Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, and they brought the Pesach Rishon HaDei Rav HaTzibu B'Tara. So then there would be a Yontif. Pesach Sheni is a Yontif, it's a Regel, a Shtikol HaRegel. So the, even Bizman HaZet, it's a Zechel Bizman HaMikdash. That's the Pashtus in the Gemara. The Minchas Chinuch quotes the Minchas Chinuch on the mitzvah Pesach Sheni. Where is it in Pashtus Baal Oitzchah? Minchas Chinuch quotes this Gemara, and then at the end of that whole, has a whole piece on Pesach Sheni. The last paragraph he writes, I'm sitting and writing this now in between Yud Daled Nissen and Yud Daled Iyar, and I'm wondering what will it be if we'll build the Beis Hamikdash today. Now, will we bring Pesach Sheni? So he says, let's wait, Mashiach should come and I'll pass him. Shad doesn't know. It's a very paladic example. So they ask, what do you mean he does know? He just quoted 30, 40 lines before. The Gemara says there's no such thing as Pesach Sheni. It's not a calendaric day. It's not a calendaric date. It's a month after Hakrovas Pesach Rishonai Day, Roi Hatsiba B'Tahara. So he, if he's talking, he writes, Hidden the case of Simon Zeh, saying Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. So obviously he knows they didn't bring Pesach Rishon. So he just said himself there's no Pesach Sheni. Why all of a sudden the last line in the paragraph is Mesupik, is very strange. That's what he writes.
I remember this week after Shavuot, so I believe that we are quoting, it must be Zohar, because it says Tadn Tzifen, that the gates are still open.
The windows are open.
The gates are still open. Ratten, Tadn Tzifen.
I don't know. Maybe it was Man HaMikdash. I don't know. Anyway, so here there's a double machlokes. Nochmal, there's a double. There's one machlokes. Are you allowed to bring the oilas riya? Is it permissible to bring the oilas riya on yontif? Why? An oilas riya nobody eats it. You burn it on the mizbeach, so you can't call it oichal nefesh. It's achilas mizbeach. The halacha always calls that achilas mizbeach. The mizbeach is eating, but it's not achilas. It's achilas Israel. You have to have achilas odom. Even achilas akum we paskin as osa. We darshan all the three miyutim. Achas yachal achal nefesh ulubad yosal lachem. Lachem ulo leklovim. Lachem ulo leyakum. Lachem ulo lagovoya. For carbonous purposes, you're not allowed to. Does he have to be there in the Beit HaMikdash when they bring it? The Chachila is... Dina staying over, he has to visit the Azara. He has to visit the Azara. He can visit the Azara on the first day, then he can go home. And then they'll bring the Oila Sri on his behalf after he already went back. It doesn't have to be there. L'chatchila, there is a din, Hechkoban Shalodin Karev, Ve'en Oemir Agaba. That's a Mishnah in Tainus. It's not proper to be makul the carbon unless the Bala carbon is there. That's what they had Mamonis on, Korban of Tibur. You offer the carbonic tibet and tzmini musaf and mabheach and all the quality salt, all the quality salt.